This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this dreary Thursday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. Again, the rottenest, no goodest son of a bitch. But I tell you what, there's people all over the country listening. I may be rotten, but at least I'm truthful. Hey, before we get going, I want to say hello to a good friend of ours in Mount Olive, Illinois, Debbie Nunley. She's loves animals, has animals all over the place, takes in stray animals, and I just wanted to say, I wanted to acknowledge that, Debbie, and thank you for all you do for our animals. Here's a gal who's takes animals in, sacrifices her lifestyle, and what a great lady. She lives in Mount Olive, Illinois, and I just want to say hello to her, and thank you for all you do for our precious animals, because animals and young children can't take care of themselves. We, as decent people, have to take care of them. Also, I want to say hello to two good friends of mine, two ex-police officer partners of mine in East St. Louis, Jim Jarrett and Ray Schott. What two great guys. I worked with them for many years. We all worked together in East St. Louis. That's when it was starting to go bad. It wasn't real bad, but it was pretty bad back in the early 70s, and you see what's happened to it. Another killing in East St. Louis. And I always say, don't give a damn. Do not give a damn. It's because of the niggers. Now, they can all get pissed at me. They can all say what the hell they want, but it's because of the niggers, not the proud blacks. And lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. We can talk politics. We can talk racial matters. We can talk whatever you want because, see, unlike the other stations, this is an unfiltered truth. We don't have to worry about pissing somebody off because we piss people off every day. We piss people off just because we're on the air. So we're not trying to be politically correct. Now, I see that our good friend Brendan Kelly, a good family man, I've argued with him quite a bit. He's just been appointed as the leader of the Illinois State Police. And I say congratulations on that. But Brendan, just remember, you're not a trained professional police officer. You're an attorney. You're a politician. That's what I hate when they make a politician the head of any agencies, especially the Illinois State Police. I don't guess there, and I'm not talking bad about Kelly, but I don't guess there was anybody in the Illinois State Police that had been there 15, 20, 25, 30 years that was qualified to be the director. Are you crazy? There was probably a lot more than one qualified. But what does Pritzker do? Has to put a political appointment in there. And once you put a political appointment in those positions, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of disruption. You're going to get a lot of political influence. And it's a shame. And again, nothing bad about Brendan Kelly other than he was the St. Clair County clerk for a while. Then he was the St. Clair County state's attorney. Then he ran for Congress with the support of the inept, corrupt St. Clair Democratic organization, and now he's the head of the state police. And again, no bad light on Brendan Kelly. I think he's a decent guy, but I think he's a St. Clair County tainted politician. He worked 5-6 years as state's attorney. Some of the bad deals that went down, and they were some bad deals. But now he's the director of the Illinois State Police. And I just say, not with any disrespect, but I just can't believe that these politicians can't put people in these very, very important positions, put somebody that's actually qualified. Brendan Kelly's never made an arrest. Brendan Kelly's never put that uniform on and went out and answered calls. Brendan Kelly isn't an attorney. Brendan Kelly was a state's attorney. And that's great, but he was never, never, never a police officer. And you're going to put him ahead of the Illinois State Police with more than one. I guarantee, I know a lot of state troopers, more than one that are more than qualified to handle that position as director of state police. And I read that today, and it just kind of, not because of Kelly, it just pissed me off because of the situation. They always want to put their political people in. Always, everybody that's been appointed director of anything, it's a political person. I like Jerry Costello II. Think he's a great guy, comes from a great family. But he's the head of the law enforcement division of the Department of Natural Resources. He was a state representative down in the Smithton area. Again, he was a qualified because he was a police officer. He has the experience. But again, it's always a political appointment. They don't talk about a professional appointment. It's always a political appointment. And it's amazing that these politicians continue to do it, and they don't give a damn. I guarantee you there wasn't any application for director of the Illinois State Police. I guarantee you they didn't talk to any of the captains, the majors in the Illinois State Police that have been there 15, 20, 25, 30 years. They just pick out a political appointment. And what I can say bad about Brendan Kelly, and you people all know it, he was part of the corrupt, I mean the corrupt, St. Clair County Democratic organization for quite a while. He played right along with them. He endorsed all their candidates. He went to all their meetings. He went to all their fundraisers. And to say he's not a St. Clair County politician would be wrong. And you people all know what's happened in St. Clair County the last 20, 30, 40 years. There's been nothing but corruption. But on a side note, Brendan Kelly, is it true? And I hear from Chicago, I don't know if it's true. Are you trying to cover up an incident that happened with a trooper that killed this suspect back in March the 16th of 2019 of this year? I don't know if you people remember, this trooper was chasing this guy. He shot at the trooper shot him, killed him, and the trooper got shot in the hand, I believe. But the situation there is, there's a female trooper who did not go to the call. There's a female trooper who backed off the call. There's a female trooper who I think was afraid to go on that call for whatever reason. There's footage, video footage from this trooper's camera, and everybody's trying to get a hold of it, but it's a big thing in the Illinois State Police. They're trying to hush it, and they're saying that Brendan Kelly's hands. So I'm calling you out, Brendan. Brendan Kelly, what are you going to do about this situation? I'll give you, Brendan, the field report number for any of you people that want to call on it is 11-19-00389. The incident number is 11907. It's going to get out of hand. Now, Brendan, if you've just been appointed and confirmed as the director of the Illinois State Police, why would you be sitting on this? But here's the caveat to all this. The trooper was a black female. Do you hear me? The trooper was a black female. Do you understand? One more time, a black female. I've got her name here, but I won't give it out right now until this really comes out. But like everything else, you've heard it here. And when you hear incidents that happen and you hear it from me, you know it's truthful. You know it's truthful. But they're trying to cover it up for whatever reason. Oh, probably because it's a black female. But when you have an alleged trooper who allegedly pulls over, who allegedly tries to stay away from the scene of a trooper being shot and a shooting in progress, when you have a trooper that tries to pull away from that, tries to go the other direction, and then you have a video in her car, I guess she thought, since her red lights and siren wasn't on, and that's another factor, why wouldn't her red lights and siren be on if she's going to assist another Illinois trooper in a shooting? It's a very, very, very serious situation. It's talked about in Chicago. It's talked about in Springfield. It's talked about in Collinsville. It's talked about all over by the professional Illinois State Police. And they want to know. They want to know why this is being covered up. All I can say, two words, black female. Now, that's not a racist statement. That's a real statement. They said she was fired from another position. And again, this is all alleged until we get all the facts. You know how long FOIs take, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months. But it's trying to be covered up. And Brendan Kelly, I would call you out and saying, if you're going to try to do a professional job as the director of the Illinois State Police, that you'd get on top of this yesterday, that you'd get on top of it yesterday. Every trooper throughout the state is talking about this incident. Every trooper is talking about this lady who backed off assisting another trooper, who turned her lights and siren off, who pulled away from the scene. And again, little did she know that the video footage from her car was still on. Now they're trying to, again, they're trying to squash it. They're trying to make it like, oh, nothing happened, like it wasn't a big incident. But all the Illinois State Troopers know. And if it wasn't such a big incident, why is it being covered up? Have you people, anybody other than the Illinois State Police, have you people heard about this incident? No, you've heard it now from me, from Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper. And you know the information I give you is always, always correct. And if you research it, you'll find out this also is totally correct. We're going to wait to give her name out. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see if Brendan Kelly, the newly appointed director of the Illinois State Police, if he's going to do something about it. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame that this has to happen. A major cover-up. Major cover-up is brewing with the political arm. The political arm, I say, of the Illinois State Police, not the professional arm, not the law enforcement troopers, not the troopers out there putting their lives on the line every day. And we want to salute them and every first responder, every police officer all throughout this great country. But this is an incident that they're trying to cover up. And I guarantee you, in my opinion, the only reason they're trying to cover it up because she's a black female. If it was a white male, it'd be all over the papers. If it was a white female, it'd probably be all over the papers. But it's a black female, and they're going to let this go? That's what's wrong with our political arm of government, people. There's a public service arm. There's people that actually get elected and do things for people. Then there are these politicians who do nothing for nobody but themselves, their families, and their friends. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, the News Democrat this morning's got a thing on the Kelly approved as leader of Illinois. Uh-huh. But all he can talk about is, well, we got to make sure that anybody, if their flight card is expired or been taken away, we got to track them people down. As if the criminals don't even know what a flight card is, much less try to get one, and Kelly's concentrating on hassling people with flight cards or expired flight cards or this or that. He's nothing but a political whore as far as I'm concerned. And about Mayor Eckert, you know, if the Fisher girls ever wanted to sell that big empty lot they got now, all they'd have to do is let word get out that somebody's planning on building a whorehouse or something there, and the mayor would snap it up. We can't have that in Belleville, just like that 2.5 acres he's bought down there by Schmidt Chevrolet for $260,000. It was in the paper. Oh, there's somebody's planning to build something that wouldn't quite fit in with Belleville's image, whatever that might be.
Well, you know, Stuart, you're exactly right. And you remember a few years back, they had the Anglers Club. They sold that to somebody for $1 million. They got it back for $1 million. Here, I don't know the entire situation on that, but I do recall that this, and I won't mention the guy's name, bought the property for $100,000, and then he sold it. This gentleman sold it to the city of Belleville for $1 million. It's Anglers Park. Remember the Anglers, old Anglers Park?
Oh yeah, I know all about that deal.
Now they've got $1 million of our taxpayers' money. Remember at 89th and State Street, they bought that property for a couple $100,000. It's actually in East St. Louis. They knocked the building down, cost money, put grass. Now it's just a grassy knoll. And you're exactly right with this $250,000 purchase. People, Belleville is going down. It's going down because of the niggers. It's going down because of the corrupt politicians. But you people just sit back. You sit back. You let it go. You let it go. You think it's going to get better. It's not. It's never going to get better, people, until we make it better. But Brendan Kelly, I'll get off your ass for a while, but don't think this is going to die and go away. Don't think this is going to die and go away because she's a black female. But that's exactly what's happening, people. And I read, you know, old Ice-T. Ice-T, that nigger, he was an armed robber. He went to jail, went to prison for armed robbery. He robbed banks and he robbed jewelry stores. And there's a big article, and he said, well, I'm not proud of it, but you know what, I've done my time, and now he's an actor. Why isn't the white community jumping all over this and saying, hey, get rid of him off those TV shows. Get rid of him because he's a armed robber. He robbed banks and robbed jewelry stores and bragged about it. That's Ice-T. Everybody knows who Ice-T is. The white people aren't up in arms because of his criminal record. And he's a big movie star. Why? Because he's black. I'll bring up Kevin Steincross, the white gay reporter from Channel 2, slipped and said coon. They suspended him. But the NAACP, it wasn't good enough, was it? No, they demanded he be fired. They didn't have a dog in the fight. But the whites got afraid, so what did Channel 2 do? What did they do? They fired this man, destroyed his whole life. But now here's a black man, Ice-T, the big movie star, convicted of robbery, convicted of robbing jewelry stores and banks, went to prison, gets out. Where's all the outrage for Bill Cosby? They still have his, he's in prison for sexual rape, sexual assault, and they're still playing his reruns on TV. Every day they're on TV. Why? Because he's black. You people know that. If he was white, Kevin Steincross is out of a job, out of a career, because he slipped and said coon instead of king. Bill Cosby in jail for rape. They still play his crap. Here's Ice-T. Went to jail for robbing banks and jewelry stores. He's out of jail, paid his time, paid his dues, I understand. But the white community is not all up in arms like the black community gets up in arms. I don't understand that. We sit back and take this crap day in and day out. People, you have to understand that it's not going to fix itself. It's not going to fix itself with all this racial crap going on. But Ice-T, details in his life as a bank and jewelry store robber. And he quotes, I wouldn't advise it, being a smartass. His name is actually Tracy Morrow. But he sits back and brags about robbing banks back in the day, robbing jewelry stores. And now he's a big star. Everybody accepts him. The white people accept him. The black people accept him. But don't be white. Don't be white and do anything wrong, because you're in big trouble. You know that. Heard on Channel 4 yesterday, with all the construction going on, make sure you get over the Musial Bridge. You can get your way to St. Louis over the Musial Bridge. They didn't say the Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge. They said the Musial Bridge. I knew that was coming. That's been said three or four times, everybody. And we fought here at the radio station. We fought up in Springfield to get it to be the Veterans Memorial Bridge. So they compromised and made it the Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge. But you know what they all say now? That's too long. They don't say the Veterans Bridge. They say the Musial Bridge. It was said yesterday on Channel 4. You don't believe me? Pick it up off the internet. I said that was going to happen. People said, oh, no, they'll do it the right way. No, they didn't do it the right way, and they're not going to do it the right way. And what pisses me off more than that, the old Veterans Bridge. Remember the old Veterans Bridge connecting East St. Louis with St. Louis? Remember the Veteran Bridge that many people crossed time and time and time again until they had to do what? And that pissed me off from the get-go, and it still pisses me off. They take the Veterans Bridge for our brave military heroes that fought and died to make this land free, and they name it after a womanizer, after a guy that was screwing every woman in town. Martin Luther King? Remember that when that happened years back? People bitched about it. There wasn't a big outrage. They didn't tear down, the white people didn't tear down the city of East St. Louis. They didn't burn everything down. They expressed their disdain for it, but that's all the further it went. Then they let it die. But think about it, people. You're going to have a Veterans Memorial Bridge, and you're going to change the name because of the heat the niggers gave. Going to change the name, going to strip that name off that bridge, the Veterans Bridge, and name it after Martin Luther King. I wouldn't give a damn if it was a white guy. It should have never, never, never happened. And for the new bridge to be the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial. And you notice, they put Stan Musial's name first. And nothing against the Musials. Nothing against their family. Why don't they name the ballpark after Stan Musial? Why don't they name the street coming into the ballpark after Stan Musial? Why don't they name something that has something to do with baseball after Stan Musial? Why make it the bridge? Why put his name first on that bridge? Why wasn't it just the Veterans Memorial Bridge like it should have been? And we wouldn't be having this argument if they hadn't taken the name from the old Veterans Bridge and made it the Martin Luther King Bridge. And I'm not trying to piss off proud black people. I don't care about the niggers, you know that. But here's Martin Luther King. Was a womanizer. Now, he fought for civil rights. He doesn't trump our brave military. Doesn't trump our brave military, white people, black people, men, women. Doesn't trump any military hero. You won't hear that on any other radio station because, man, that's not politically correct. But what I'm saying is true. To take a bridge named after our proud, all of our veterans, past, present, and future, and change it for a Martin Luther King Bridge? How asinine, how disrespectful is that to every proud military hero? Go ahead, Nick. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I was calling in about Ice-T, just how useless of a nigger he really is. I don't know if you remember this, but back in the 80s, when you were a cop, he came out with a song called Cop Killer, where he actually wanted people to go out and kill cops. And now he plays one on TV. Yep. Another thing about good old Ice-T is he was also a pimp. He sexual exploited women constantly.
Yeah, you know what, though, Nick? Thanks for the call. I do remember some of that, but I don't listen to rap music. But the bigger point than that, Nick, and everybody else, is the hypocrisy. You know, you can be a nigger thug, you can be a nigger this and all. He's come back. He's paid his dues. But don't be white. Don't be white, because you never pay your dues as a white person. We never pay our dues for reparation. We need to give these niggers money for what happened 300-400 years ago. And that's what pisses me off, the hypocrisy in this great country where a nigger can get away with everything and stupid, white, ignorant bastards that own these radio stations, TV stations, these news outlets, they're afraid to come after him. Other than Bob Romanek, nobody comes after him because, see, we don't want to be called a racist. We don't want to be picketed. Come and picket this place anytime you want. I've been begging that for 5 years. I'll picket with you. It's a hypocrisy, people. It's a hypocrisy that this crap goes on and on and on and on. And they try to get me off the air? That's the best thing they have going? Like I'm Hitler trying to commandeer the airways and make it communism? Are they nuts? They want to come after me because I expose them. They let everybody else on the air because guess what? They won't expose you. They'll kiss your ass. They'll kiss these politicians' asses. They'll donate money. They want people like that. They want subservient people. They want people who are going to kiss their ass. They don't want somebody like me who's going to tell the truth. It's amazing, people. And you know who suffers? I'm not really suffering. I've worked hard. I've made a lot of money in my life. I'm going to make a lot more. Some of you poor people never had the opportunity. Never had the opportunity. You're the one suffering. And you're sitting back thinking at some point it's going to get better. It's not got better in the last 40, 50 years, people. It's not going to correct itself. It's going to take all of us coming together. And if we don't, you know what we're into. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. You know, we talk all kind of racial issues here. We talk political issues. We talked a while back about the governor of Virginia, how he wore blackface, and they said blackface scandal. He wore blackface when he was in college. And it wasn't blackface. He went as Michael Jackson, but the niggers want to say blackface. But what do I always say? The niggers always, always, always go to the least line of resistance. This guy stood tall. Now it says 9 months later, the gentleman, Ralph Northam, is standing front and center, and he's stumping for the Democrats who at one time wanted him to resign. Do you see how hypocritical, not just the Democrats, though the Republicans in too. There's some good Democrats, good Republicans, but there's a lot of bad on both sides of the political aisle. But now the people that wanted him to resign because he wore blackface, because he went as Michael Jackson one time. And see, the niggers, they kept fighting it. And Northam, the governor, says, hey, I'm not quitting. 9 months later, he's on the campaign trail with all the people that wanted him to resign. And again, that just shows you that the niggers always go to the least line of resistance. They don't come after me other than trying to get me off the air because they know I won't back down. They know that I'm not ashamed to be white. They know I'll stand up for the white community. while most people won't. So they don't want to come around me. They want to go around people that they can intimidate, that they can threaten, that they can hurt. But it's amazing. Now this governor is back on the campaign circuit, and he said he made a stupid mistake. But when we're kids, we all do. And he's 18, 19. I guess you could call him a kid. But the moral of this story is stick by what you believe in. And if you believe that it's okay to be white, if you believe you had nothing to do with slavery and you don't owe these niggers reparations or anything, then stand tall for what you believe in. Don't let somebody shame you for what you are, where you've been, what you've done. You didn't own slaves. There's not a white person out of the millions listening to me that ever owned a slave. So why are you going to feel bad? You can feel bad about the past, but we're going to pay for the past. No, I'm not paying for the past. And I don't think you good, proud white people want to pay for the past. So stand up and say it. You don't have to be a racist. You don't have to be a racist. Be a realist. And speaking of being a realist, St. Clair County politicians, they give a damn less about their people. You know, I talk all the time about the school districts down below the hill, the Cahokia School District, the East St. Louis School District, 189. You know, they have the less educated children in the whole state, but they have some of the highest salaries. Why do you think that is? That's because of politics. And we sit back and take it, and then the niggers down there will say, our kids ain't getting a proper chance. No, they're not getting a proper chance. You're pushing them through high school and grade school without getting an education. They push them through college because they don't want to be called racist, these schools. And they come out, they come back to East St. Louis, and they teach the kids the same things they learned. Nothing. But East St. Louis School District 189, School District 187 out of Cahokia have never, ever been anything but hiring halls. And it's bad enough to be a political hiring hall, but damn, give your children an education along the way. Now, here's the ratings. Here's some of the ratings. Breeze in Breeze, Illinois, exemplary. Great, great, great. Aviston, great, great. Germantown, great, great. Highland, exemplary. Great, great. Columbia, Illinois, great. Muscoota, Waterloo, Muscoota, Freeburg, O'Fallon, Millstadt. Great, great, great. Now let's go to School District 8th Grade Academy in Cahokia. Lowest performing rate. 7th Grade Academy in Cahokia. Lowest performing rate. Oliver Park 6th Grade School, Cahokia. Lowest performing rate. Huffman Elementary, Cahokia. Lowest performing rate. Elizabeth Morris School, Cahokia. Lowest performing rate. Mason Clark Middle School, East St. Louis. Lowest performing rate. Lincoln Middle School, East St. Louis School District 189. Lowest performing rate. Annette Officer Elementary School, 189. Lowest performing rate. Katie Harper Wright Elementary School. Lowest performing rate. Do you people understand what's going on? And this is in St. Clair County. And then the politicians below the hill, the two biggest towns that get everybody on the Democratic ticket elected every 2 and 4 years, Cahokia and East St. Louis combined, have the lowest performing rates in the state of Illinois. And they have some of the highest salaries. They've got people working for 189, 187, stealing your taxpayers' dollar, making $80, $90, $100, $120,000 a year. They do nothing. And I can tell they do nothing because I see the lowest performing rates. Now, you go to Breeze, Illinois, Aviston, Illinois, Columbia, Illinois, Highland, Illinois, Triad, Illinois, St. Rose, Illinois, Millstadt, Illinois. Exceptional, 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 exceptional. What does that tell you? Is it the white guy's fault that Cahokia School District is a complete failure? Is it the white guy's fault that East St. Louis School District 189 is a complete failure? Now, they're complete failures when it comes to education, but when it comes to politics, when it comes to athletics, they're at the top of the heap. And that's all they care about. And they want to blame a white man? They want to blame the white community? on all the devastation below the hill in St. Clair County? No, you better look in the mirror. The Proud Blacks, most of them are gone. There's still a few down there, but you niggers look in the mirror. It's because of you. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will never, ever, ever, ever have the opportunity, never have the opportunity to succeed. You know why? Because of you. Because of the incompetent political bullcrap that we all let you get away with. And I say that because I pay taxes. I've got property in many counties in the state of Illinois. I pay taxes. My taxes get thrown away. And at the end of the day, it hurts me even worse. And I'm an old man. I won't live to see it. A lot of us won't live to see it. But these young kids coming up in the first, second grade in School District 189 out of East St. Louis and 187 out of Cahokia, they'll never see the light of day when it comes to getting a job, getting an education, because they'll be pushed through these lowest performing schools. And this crap's been going on forever, people. It's been going on since I came up in the 60s. Nobody ever stops it. North St. Louis, they're concerned about the killings. That's been going on for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Nobody stops it. They talk about it. They protest about it. They tear and burn places down because of it. But they never, never, ever address the real issue. The real issue is incompetency in these political settings. So I want to tell all of you below the hill, don't blame this white boy for the lack of education. Don't blame this white boy when your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren go to jail for selling dope, robbing, stealing cars, killing. Because why? Not because of the white guy. The white guy's gonna probably put him in jail, but it's because of you, you niggers. It's because of you ignorant bastards that give a damn less about your kids, and all you care about is politics. All you care about is making money. All you care about is athletics. You don't care about scholastics below the hill. And I have to say in a parting note, Columbia, Illinois, Waterloo, Illinois, Freeburg, Illinois, Millstadt, Illinois, Breeze, Illinois, all of them, guess what? Aviston, Illinois, Germantown. These are white school district. What makes these white school districts better than the black school districts? And don't say money, because School District 189 and School District 187 get more money than the law allows. They've got this culvert down in East St. Louis from Springfield, not even from East St. Louis, making $240,000 a year in expenses. But when it's all said and done, they're not going to blame themselves. You know that. Going to blame the white boy. It's the white guy's fault. It's always the white guy's fault. It's unbelievable. But see, we sit there and take it. We sit there and take it and let it go until we stand up. Until we stand up, not just as a proud white community, but a proud black community coming together and saying enough, enough. I know the proud black people who've moved out of East St. Louis, who were forced to move out of East St. Louis because of the niggers, along with the proud whites that were forced to move out because of the niggers. They know what's going on. They see the political corruption. They see the devastation because of politics in St. Clair County. But everybody below the hill, they keep getting the politicians in Belleville elected every 2 years, every 4 years. And what do they get in return? They get a job for them. They get a job for their wives, their kids, their close friends. But the vast, vast majority of the good people, and that's just not on the Illinois side of the river. You can take that to the Missouri side of the river. You can take that to a lot of areas that have a combined black and white population. But until the niggers quit becoming the victims, this crap's never, never, ever going to get any better. Now, if a nigger wants to call me and explain to me why all the white school districts have exceptional academic performance in all the black school districts below the hill, 187 Cahokia School District, 189 East St. Louis, why do they have the lowest performing rates? Is that because of whites? Is that because of money? Or is that because of incompetence? Is that because of hypocrisy? Is that because they don't give a damn about their black kids coming up? All they give a damn about are themselves. and it's been going on forever. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I love that song. You have to stand. It's Aaron Tippin. You got to get the song. You have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Nothing could be said any more correct. You know, we've got a few minutes left. Before we go, Biden, you know, he's running for president, our old VP. These asswipe politicians, they don't care about the safety of America. All they care about is themselves getting reelected, stealing the money. Trump sent out our troops to get this al-Baghdadi. He was the head of the Islamic State. He was the leader, number one, like Osama bin Laden, number one. Biden criticizes Trump for taking out the number one terrorist leader, Islamic terrorist leader in the world. And you know what Biden said whenever he was the vice president? Under Obama, when Obama took out bin Laden, Biden told the president, in quotes, if you try to take out Obama and it fails, he says, you, Mr. President, could say goodbye to a second term. You could say goodbye to a second term. Biden didn't give a damn less about getting Obama because he was afraid if it'd be a failure that he wouldn't be elected vice president. Because Biden wouldn't be elected president. Do you see how asswipe, no count, good for nothing these rotten, corrupt politicians are? Biden's going to say, you won't get reelected. He didn't care about getting, if there'd have been a 5% chance to get Obama, a 5% chance to get al-Baghdadi, they should have taken it. And both Trump and Obama did. But Biden, if it fails, Mr. President, you can say goodbye to a second term. But if it was successful, you could say thank you for maybe saving the lives of 1,000 Americans, 10,000 Americans, all of our military troops over on fighting on foreign lands to save us and protect us. All of us, Biden, that includes you and your asswipe, no count, good for nothing family. I just wanted to point that out, how rotten bastards can be, how political these son of a bitches can be. From Washington, D.C. to Springfield, Illinois to Jefferson City, Missouri, there are a few people that get elected that are actually public servants that get elected to do for everybody. But these asswipe politicians only get elected to do for themselves. And always remember, people, the election's coming up. Research these candidates. Vote for who's best for you, your family, future generations, not because of an R and a D, and I can never emphasize that too much. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, living underneath a rock, snake-like, slimy, no-good son of a bitch and politicians. Let's continue to expose them as I do today and every day right here on the dark side. Let's expose them. Let's drag them. Let's drag them over the political. I say drag them over the political coals of hell. They deserve a lot more punishment than that, but let's drag them over the political coals of hell. And as always, at the end of the day, this November coming up, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. Let's put a political knife through their political vampire hearts. Let's destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. Violence gets us nothing. Let's destroy them at the polls. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
the Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.